My name is Ernest Asante Crunchy, a second-year PhD student at Dalhousie University Department of Biology. Today, my poster presentation is on physiology of post-harvest needle abscission as influenced by mechanical stress. Balsam fir is one of the most important and popular Christmas trees around the world because of its conical shape and nice fragrance. Despite such unique advantages over other Christmas trees, post-harvest needle abscission has been a major problem of this tree. It has been speculated that one of the attributed factors causing post-harvest needle abscission is handling processes. It is also speculated that handling processes such as baling, practiced by most farmers for easy handling and transportation, causes the tree to undergo mechanical stress. Therefore, tree closing its diameter and leading to water stress. These phenomena are believed to trigger the synthesis and evolution of volatile terpene compounds and ethylene, and in effect promote post-harvest needle abscission. In this study, it is hypothesized that baling of balsam fir trees causes mechanical stress, triggering changes in ethylene and VTC, and in effect promoting post-harvest needle abscission. Objective of this research was to uncover the detrimental physiological effect of baling balsam fir trees on volatile terpene compounds, ethylene, and post-harvest needle abscission. Materials selected for this study were 3-foot trees with average age of 6 years that were harvested in the winter of 2014. They were subjected to baling treatments of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 trees per bale using tree baler. The control was trees of no baling. Trees were quickly kept outside the laboratory to acclimatize to the weather for 3 days. In the laboratory, fresh cut of the trunk of these trees were done, and trees were set up in 3 liters of water in a glass jar over the entire period of the study. The experimental design adapted for this research was also a completely randomized design with a total number of 30 randomly selected trees from a farmer's orchard in New Ross in Nova Scotia, Canada. Each treatment was replicated 5 times. In the laboratory, data collected were needle loss, volatile terpene compound concentration, and ethylene concentration. Needle loss was estimated by running my hands through the trees every 2 days, and needles abscissed were collected, oven-dried, and weighed. Both volatile terpene compounds and ethylene were analyzed by adopting headspace extraction methods. In the case of volatile terpene compound extraction, solid phase microextraction kit was used, as shown in Figure 1A. And in ethylene extraction, airtight syringe was used, as shown in Figure 1B. After both extraction, gas chromatography analysis was performed with a gas chromatography equipped with flame ionization detector, as shown in Figure 1C. After analysis, our results shows that in Figure 2, the control, as well as a bale of 3, 4, and 5 trees, lost less needles as compared to bale of 1 and bale of 2 trees. This suggests that no baling or baling of 3 to 5 trees are less detrimental to needle loss compared to baling few trees, such as 1 or 2 trees. This is somewhat consistent with volatile terpene compound evolution, since Figure 3 shows that control and bale of 5 had lower concentrations of volatile terpene compounds. Contrary to this, we saw a constant increase in ethylene evolution with increase in number of trees per bale, as shown in Figure 4. This might be as a result of mechanical stress caused by baling. However, these trends do not reflect on the post-harvest needle loss of the trees, since our previous studies have suggested that an increase in both volatile terpene compounds and ethylene evolution corresponds with an increase in post-harvest needle abscission. We can therefore conclude from this study that the more trees in a bill, the less they lose needles. However, it is even better not to build the trees at all. Again, higher concentrations of volatile terpene compounds in trees that are built and lower concentrations in trees that were not built, as well as higher concentrations of ethylene, would increase in number of trees per bill, suggest a possible link between volatile terpene compounds, ethylene, and baling processes. However, we cannot say that the synthesis and the release of these volatile terpene compounds and ethylene have any effect on post-harvest needle abscission. Thank you very much for listening.